Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader. I'm a creative life coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am super happy to have Robert Berry back as my guest. Today we'll be talking about Robert's 3.2 albums, his 3.2 band, and the live shows they have scheduled for 2022. During the show, you'll also get to hear two awesome songs by Robert. Welcome, Robert.
How you doing, Margot?
I am doing well. How about you?
I'm good. We haven't talked for a little bit. It wasn't that long ago, but my things change quickly in the world, so it's good to catch up.
Oh, I know. I know. It's so true. And oh, boy. You know, you've got some exciting stuff coming up. You know, it's been so long since you've been able to do any live shows, and you have some, I know you don't have as many as we'd all like you to have coming up, but you've got four live shows, I think, coming up.
Yeah, we have three in the West Coast, then we head to Florida for a concert there that we're playing with John Anderson, who's the singer from Yes, opening for him, and something called Rozfest. So it's exciting, actually. You know, before that happens, though, right now, the DVD from Prog Stock, what we headlined a couple of years ago, a big progressive rock festival, is done and it's being pressed as we speak. And it's a two-disc CD plus the DVD with all the video. And Andrew and his drummer, Darren is fantastic editor of all this stuff, and he put it together. It looks so good. It sounds really good. We mixed it here at Soundtech. And it'll be the first live representation for people that can't get to one of the shows. They can get one of the DVDs. So it's taken a couple of years to really get all the parts together and, you know, getting the right videos sent from the company that did them so they can be edited. Just the audience track was missing for a while. And, you know, we need to have a little applause on there. So they had to send that to me. And it's been a puzzle for sure, but it's done now. So I'm looking forward to having that at these shows. And then we're going to record and video the Rozfest show, which is in a beautiful opera house in Florida. And probably have another one, hopefully, that will happen quicker than this one because we'll have all the parts. We know what to ask them for. Anyways, I'm excited about that.
Wow, that's really exciting. I didn't know anything about that because we haven't talked for so long, and wow, that's really awesome.
It was such a struggle to get all the things together that I never wanted to talk about it until I can guarantee that it actually is going to happen, you know. So now it's done. It's being pressed. So, although another glitch. See, there's always a glitch, you know. And today I got an email. You know, you're having posters made, but we have no poster art. That's the pressing company that's doing the DVD. I said, it's all there. You need to look for it. Everything is delivered. So now Andrew and Darren have to get on the phone. And they, hey, it's there. It's in the file. They found it, so now they're back on track. But as always, there's always a little bump in the road, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Boy, you know, we definitely know about that, being in Italy, having this graphic design and photography business.
Oh, yeah,
since
definitely.
1980. Oh, my gosh. You know, we've learned so many lessons when it comes to printing things the hard way, and then you remember
those lessons
really well.
Yeah, and even if you learn and you know how to do it yourself, you still have to have someone else do the work, and then they, that's my problem, is that they have whoever's doing it, who knows if they're top guy, girl's doing it, or what. Hey, you know, I did something yesterday that you'd be interested in. I donated time to this girl and this guy that worked for something called Mercy Beyond Borders, and what they do is they raise money, it's a nonprofit, to send girls from, like, Africa. And I'll show you what it says here in this letter, because they gave me a letter. I said, I don't want something for the write-off. I'm not doing this for this. I do these kind of things for myself, because as a human being, makes me feel like I'm contributing to whatever circle of influence I have. And they they gave me this letter that says, and a bracelet, which I have on right now, made by a girl in Africa, evidently. And it says, now the money, instead of paying Soundtech, can go to lift a South Sudanese refugee girl out of a refugee camp and into a high school for a year, protecting her from forced marriage while she learns and grows. That's a great gift you've given her. And I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back. I'm saying this to see, to say, look at the problems that some people have. You know, these girls are forced into marriage. They have no chance of doing anything. And this nonprofit raises money to put these girls in school and take care of them and make their lives better. We don't have any big problems. I mean, you think about it, you know. This is just,
you know,
crazy.
You made me cry.
I mean, isn't it fantastic that this company, this nonprofit's doing this for girls that have no hope? You know, I think they have these young girls that marry these old guys over there by set up arranged marriage. And
oh, wow.
This they're trying to empower the girls and get them educated. And it's something I wanted to do. And like I say, I do it for me. And I told them that.
Right.
I said, I'm glad it benefits you, but I do it for me. It makes me feel good about who I am. And there's not much you can do in the world except for do a little influence within the circle that you have any power in. And
exactly.
They gave me a little bigger reach. I'm excited about it. And I got this bracelet on that somebody made there. It was just kind of cool, you know.
Aww.
Fun.
That is so cool. And, you know, you bring up a really important point that we all need to remember right now, too, is about staying within our circle of influence. That I've been having to remind myself that a lot lately with the way the world is. It's like, you know, there's so much uncertainty out there everywhere, and with people we know and family and all sorts of things. And so it's like circle of control, Margo, circle of control constantly. And it's, you know, once you get back in that circle of control, though, you start realizing there are choices you can make in that circle that can make you feel better and also can be good for other people, like what you just told us about that, about doing.
Yeah, you can affect something, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love the word contribution, you know. It's just, instead of just donate or whatever, I don't know, I love the word contribution. You know how you have your four P's, purpose, persistence, patience, and personality, and then I have my seven C's, and they're, connection, communication, curiosity, creativity, collaboration, celebration, and contribution. And you know, they remind me of the things that really, really matter and to focus on doing things that are within those things that I can do that can make life better for anybody that's affected by it. Hmm?
The reason I didn't do seven P's is because I'd never remember that many.
Hey, I'll tell you what,
I will tell you, you know, there's something going on right now that I don't know if people realize or not, but because you're right, there is so much uncertainty, and people are, there's a little bit of anxiety and stuff in everybody that we never had before, because everything, and I'm not going to get political, but, you know, politics, health, jobs, money, there's a little uncertainty everywhere, except for there's no uncertainty in Ukraine with the Ukrainian people. They're going to not let that happen unless they're just run over. But I am inspired by what's going on over there with that country, that they're saying, no, not us. I've always said with Mexico, I wonder how they could stand up and fight the cartel. And, you know, you have to fight for your country. The people died for this country here, and I respect that every day, you know. But look at what Ukraine's doing. It's an inspiration. As bad as it is, there's a silver lining in that the whole world needs a little dedication. And anyway, I'm
amazed. And some
amazed.
Compassion, too,
Yeah, it's all coming together, and all these countries are looking at Ukraine and supporting them. It's kind of a come-together thing. John Lennon would be proud.
yeah, that's so true.
Anyway,
we're going to, you know, I've got two long songs to play.
Well, hope they're not my songs. I'd like to hear some Bob Dylan. What about that?
Oh, no. Definitely not Bob Dylan. Not me. No. This is...
How about Bob Dylan by the Birds? It's a good job. Anyway, I'm just kidding. You know that.
Yeah, I know. But before I play the first song, because I'm going to play one and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll talk some more and I'll play the other one and we'll talk about it some more. But tell us, let's get back to your live shows. And they're going to be in, who's in the band again? You know, remind us who's in the band. And
real band. It's the same guys. You know, I want to make sure people know that I have this band. I mean, they're incredible. I'm just blown away. Jimmy Keegan, drummer. And Jimmy not only plays incredible, but he has a super high voice. He sings all the high harmonies. And he has a mind like a steel trap to remember this stuff. His new band, Pattern Seeking Animals, has an album out now, their third album, and they're doing pretty good on Inside Out Records. He's doing really good, but he's part of this band. Andrew Collier is actually a doctor in New York and a fantastic keyboard player, but he has to play the Keith Emerson stuff, along with, of course, my albums and all the stuff that I've been involved in is just an amazing feat. People see it, and they're like, even Anil Prasad, a famous writer, a manager, a guy in England, they're like, oh, my God, this guy is really a monster, in a good way. And then the guy we all know and love, Mr. Paul Keller, been a friend and I'm in a band with him since late 70s, you know?
Yeah.
He's done everything I've ever done. He's managed to keep his fingers in being a fantastic guitar player. He keeps up on his equipment, his tone, everything. He's such an important addition to make this band really sound like a rock band too, even though it's progressive rock. And I'm just thrilled about it. We're playing Redwood City Club Fox on the 31st of March, and I'm really hoping to have a big crowd there. I mean, it's not a huge place. I think 130 people, 140 people is what it holds, but it has a balcony. And it's all up close, and it makes it a real intimate venue to, I'd like to do a little storytelling around the songs, working with Steve Howe and Keith and everybody. So,
saw you last year, or not last year, in 2019. And
it could be last year. I think we erased 1 year. We didn't. That year's a leap year. We forget it.
No, it was 2019, but the pictures that I have in the poster and also in the slideshow are from the Club Fox performance, and Dudley took those pictures. So, people can see those pictures of you guys performing at Club Fox in the slideshow that's going on right while we're talking.
We're playing a new place in Soquel. It's like Santa Cruz area called Michael's on Main, where a lot of the people that used to play certain clubs around there moved over to Michael's on Main because it has a great dinner house, plus the bands that play there. The guy that books the bands, he knows what he's doing, and he came from another venue. So we're going to try it over there, and then we head down to L.A. So it's we have 3 days in a row there. We're going to be going for it.
Yeah, and that one – okay, so the one in near Santa Cruz is on Friday the 1st of April –
April Fool's Day.
I know.
But we are playing.
That's so funny. Dudley and I, that's a special day for us in a lot of ways, but I won't get into that because we don't have time. But it's also going to be the 101st birthday of our friend Ben Parker.
On the 1st?
Yes, April 1st. He was born April 1, 1921. So last year we celebrated his 100th birthday, and he is just such a character and so much fun. And anyway, then April 2nd, Saturday the 2nd, you've got the one down in San Pedro.
Out of the showroom. We played there before, fantastic place to play. And a lot of people traveled to go there. I was impressed with the people that came to see us. I've already heard from a few of them on Facebook and stuff. They're going to come again, so that's fantastic.
Yeah. In fact, it's funny. I saw one woman posted a note on the post that I put about the show. She's like, oh, my God, I'd give my eye teeth to be able to come to the live show, but she's not in the area where she can, you know. So, people that can do it need to do it. It's really fun. The music's fantastic, and they can go to your website, www.robertberry.com, to find out where they can get tickets as well, right?
We're not selling tickets, but I think there's links on there where to get them.
I know you're not selling them, but there. I think there's links from there. And then, okay, the Rite of Spring Festival. That's what the Ross Festival.
Yeah.
So how, and that probably there's a link for getting tickets for that as well, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I encourage anybody on that part of the country to go support this. These big festivals are coming back, but it's a big risk for them financially. Easier for the clubs, like Club Fox, but it's been hard in Club Fox, too. It used to be I could have a couple guests, and now they're saying, well, whatever guests, let us know because you have to pay for them. I mean, we have to do everything we can to stay open. And I say, I get it,
right.
No problem, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's really changed a lot, but the ones that are fighting to stay bringing live music are really, they're doing their best. And Rozfest is a huge 3-day festival.
Three days,
I'm just really excited about it. Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. Well, I think it's time that we need to play the first song and then talk about it. And so...
Okay.
I don't know. I think instead of even saying the name of it, I think I'm just going to start playing it, and then we'll talk about it after, okay?
Hit that button.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
that song, Robert. I loved that song for a long time because it's on Pilgrimage to a Point.
You know, it's one of my favorites, too. I wrote that with Steve Howe from Yes. But it really, you know, that's one of the songs when we play it live, and we are going to play that live again this time around.
Oh, good.
When Paul Keller plays that guitar solo at the end,
mm-hmm.
I can't tell you what it makes me feel, because he's got that thing down, and it's a really hard solo. And then he embellishes a little bit with some even harder stuff. I get goosebumps on stage, having listened to still play it. It just comes alive. It's amazing. It's really something.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Good choice.
Thank you. Yeah, I've always loved that song anyway. I don't know how many millions of times I've listened to Pilgrimage to a Point. It's definitely one of my all-time favorite albums. You've got so many albums and so many songs, it's really hard to narrow it down. But it's way up in the top of my favorites. And I remembered you guys playing that song live last time, and I was hoping that this would inspire you to do it again.
Yeah, the guys really play it well. I mean, they play everything from my history so well that it's fun for me every night. I never thought I'd be able to play these songs live again, especially after losing
mm-hmm.
Keith. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, Steve Howe's off doing other things. And I just thought most of it would be only recorded. And now we're doing the whole history kind of thing with the hardest songs, I guess, in my career, but also the ones that are super special to me. So also Last Ride into the Sun's on Pilgrimage. I never thought I'd ever play that. And we're doing that. And the guys, it's stunning the way they bring it across. It's amazing. And thank God I can
yeah.
still sing, although after 2 years of allergies build up, who knows? Maybe I won't be able to sing. That'll be the
well,
test.
Well, yeah, make sure you take your allergy pills for the whole
week. I'm
going
to have to find
something. As well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
definitely.
Last couple of years, it's really developed. And, of course, it's not on my vocal cords, so I'm not that worried about it. It's more
mm-hmm.
like in the bronchial, whatever it is for allergies. But it's amazing how it's come on stronger every year.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of pollen out. I have to say it's definitely been polleny around here. Anyway, let's see. You're not going to tell us the rest of the songs that you're going to be playing at the live
well,
shows.
I'll tell you one of the ones off Third Impression
mm-hmm.
we're going to be doing, because some of them, there's too many moving parts to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd love to play, like Top of the World, the first one, but it's just there's
yeah.
too much going on. It would take up too much time, and I'd love to do that. But we are doing Fond Farewell, and we're going to try to sync it with the video live, because the video that was done by Frontiers Records for me is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
it
we're
is.
Gonna, we're doing Fond Farewell, and
oh, cool.
That's been a pretty popular song with the fan base that the Three
mm-hmm.
has. So I thought we'd do that. The other one, I won't tell people. It's just to leave
something
to the imagination. I'm not gonna,
well,
not gonna talk about it anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah, and of course we have the ones from the Rules of Change that somebody's watching. We're doing, you know, and
uh-huh.
That's been a lot of fun to play those songs too, because that album got received so well.
Yeah, yeah. So are you going to do What You're Dreaming Now from that album?
You know, I'd have to look at the set list.
What You're Dreaming Now and Your Mark on the World, I love those songs.
Yeah, I'd like to do Your Mark on the World. That's another one that's too involved to kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
If we were doing a huge, you know, like we did 27 dates before, if we were doing like the 50 dates we wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
There'd be bigger production value, you know, having a monitor mix guy and all kinds of
right.
other crew guys. But because there's not that many shows, we can't build the beast bigger, let's say, and, you know, have the monitor mix guy. Keith's doing all the mixing, a sound man from the front. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, road crew to help set some up with extra things you need to do songs like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just can't do it in the small places. But
well,
it is a,
because
yeah,
of that,
songs,
they do, you do have the albums.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and albums and CDs both, you know. And speaking of that, the song that I'm going to play next is from The Rules Have Changed. It's also one of my favorites, one of Dudley's favorites, also one of Xander's favorites.
Mm.
And it's way too hard to play live, so I thought it would be perfect.
God.
Hmm?
There's so many vocals and stuff on that. And you know, that song developed after Keith had died. It changed gears a little bit and developed, but it was already happening before when he was around. But I can't remember exactly how much the lyrics changed and stuff and everything, but it really became
which
a whole new
thing. Which song are you talking about?
Yeah. That, The Rules Have Changed, the song.
Oh, the song itself, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
is that
not
the one
the
you're playing?
I'm going to play, though. That's just the title of the album.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to play that one, so okay.
No, that's why I wanted to stop you, because that's not the one I'm going to play. I'm going to surprise you with the one I'm going to play. Mm. And
another Bob Dylan track, okay.
Yeah, it's over 6 minutes, so I'm going to play it, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right.
This letter, think about the words to say, but the minutes fly, they fly away without a sound. Writing down my heart as if no one ever heard it quite like this. Not this kind of thing before, honesty and more, the truth all over it. Yet all the letters blur in rhyme. Through tears I see every line. I can't exactly wrap my head around what it means me loving you. And you know I'll see you through. With every word I say, yeah, and every single for the sheltered space, not the war before that hiding place. Just one deep breath, what it really means to have faith. Recoloring my life in pictures, painting nothing like my universe before. We struggle in between the lines, it gets harder every time. But can't give up on dreams. Yes, together we have found this time. The music rings out as we climb. I still can't really figure out what it means me loving you. And you know I'll see you through. With every word I say, yeah. Explain the way it is. Though miracles may
Uh-huh.
This Letter.
That's an interesting song for me because that was the last song that I'd written while Keith was still alive, and I was just going to send it to him. It was inspired by him telling me that he wanted to, he had some shows in Japan, then he wanted to go see his grandkids in England before we came back and he finished his stuff on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And what struck me funny was 10 or 12 years before that, he had told me his son was going to have a child, and he said, "I'm not ready to be a grandfather." It was like he didn't want to feel old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was like fighting that,
yeah,
that age thing, which I,
mm-hmm,
at the time I understood. But here,
uh-huh,
he is just nuts for his grandkids, you know, 10 years later, whatever. I thought, wow, so I'm going to write this letter telling you how much I love you and how important you are. And I sent just the first part I was going to send to him. Then, of,
uh-huh,
course, he was gone.
Right.
And my instructions or my wish was, Keith, I want this to go from the most basic acoustic song with this nice little message into you thrown in the kitchen sink of every keyboard, everything playing-wise. And when I decided to finish the album, I had to throw the kitchen sink in. So I erased that ending with all that stuff on it twice before. That's the third go-around of trying to produce that into something that's kind of crazy and has all this stuff going on. Yeah, that's an interesting, for me, that was, I haven't heard that for a while, sort of a good memory and also a sad one, you know.
Yeah, I can see why it's a sad one for you, for sure. But I'll tell you what, is that listening to that album in the car, I just love hearing that song, and so does Dudley, and Xander loves it. It's just, you know, a lot of people love it. There's so many songs on The Rules of Change that I love. In fact, I love the whole album, really. The Third Impression's got a lot of really good songs, too, but as you were saying before when you were on my show, the time we were talking about that album, it's got some of the songs that aren't quite as positive as me.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to move mm-hmm, with an audience to something a little bit more guitar-worthy, a little heavier.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the stuff like Top of the World stuff, all positive, Bond of Union, positive, you know. But
right,
you know,
right.
Black of Night, Devil of Liverpool, Emotional Trigger is something that I feel really strongly about, but it's about all the news and everything bombarding us, you know. Stop
right.
pushing my emotional trigger. I don't want to be afraid every time I get a cold that I have coronavirus, you know.
Anyway,
so it is more negative if you put it in those terms, for sure. I would tell you one other thing about this letter. I was worried about putting it on the album because
mm-hmm.
it was an acoustic guitar song. And my whole thing was, well, Greg Lake got to put acoustic songs on ELP album. I should get to do one, right? So I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before the album came out, I was thinking, oh, I shouldn't have done that. The people that like Three and what Keith, Carl, and I did, they're not going to like that. And the first interview I did was for Goldmine Magazine, which is a huge record magazine, really
mm-hmm.
big. And the guy said, yeah, you know, I have a favorite on the album. I go, oh, good. Well, this is good news. My first interview, right? I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
people are either going to like it or hate it. He goes, yeah, This Letter is my favorite song. I went, whew. That sort of disarmed me for the rest of the interviews about having an acoustic song on there. It was great.
Well, you know, one of the things Dudley has always taught me when working with him in the graphic design and photography business is that contrast builds interest. And,
mm-hmm.
oh, my gosh, that song has so much contrast. I mean, starting out from the acoustic and the quieter and then getting faster and more complex and just kind of actually kind of crazy. You know, I love it. I love how it builds from the one to the other.
I tell people down here, and when they're doing an album, you know, they
mm-hmm.
have their whole album done, 10 songs, 12 songs, and I'll go, God, if you just had one song that maybe wasn't quite as good or quite as well-written or as packaged or what, just something that's a little bit more open, where people have to go, huh? It makes all the other ones sound even better, and who knows, that might be people's favorite song, the one that sort of, it's like, I guess, eating a cracker in between wine tasting, you know, to cleanse the palate kind of deal.
Mm,
you have to
mm-hmm.
have something that shifts gears a little bit, and it's important, really.
Yeah. Well, I am so thankful for love your music.
I appreciate just, that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's funny because tonight. Today's Wednesday. My Toastmasters Club, the theme is going to be flashback, and my friend Chuck, who's going to be Toastmaster, I'm going to be Table Topics leader, he wanted us all to send him a picture from around when we're 20. And he's got at least 19 pictures, and he's going to have people talk for about 30 seconds about what was going on then. And the picture I sent him for me, because I don't have that many pictures from when I was around 20, 21, whatever, is in my black jumpsuit that I used to wear a lot when I was working at Tower Records. Outside in front of the store, I think it was. I don't know. I can't even remember where it was taken. But, yeah, anyway, so it brought back all those memories of when I first met you and when I first met Paul and Gene, and when I'd go see you guys and play in Hush and go to see you at the recording studios down there. So, you know, you've been brought some music into my life for a long time.
It's, there's other things I love to do with property and cars and things, but music is my, it's just sort of me, you know. It's everything else is maybe a job, but music, it's hard to explain. I guess because my parents had a band, my mom's a singer, my dad had a band, everything. Mm-hmm. Just, I was on stage before my mom gave birth, you know, and she was singing. And
yeah,
it just does something weird, I guess, to the genes or the mind. I couldn't do anything else.
Well, you know, Wayne Dyer always used to say that he believed that we choose our parents before we come here.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and if that's the case, you chose exactly the right parents.
I know
for
a few
you.
People that would think that, well, why would I choose those parents, right? Do I want to set myself up for a challenge or what? I don't know.
Yeah, but people like challenges. I was just reading something about that if people don't feel like they have anything that's challenging them, and I don't mean in a bad way, but, you know,
yeah,
helping them grow, helping them have to figure something out, have to use their creativity, which, you know, creativity means that you need to be open to all sorts of different ideas and try things out and whatever. But, yeah, it's a challenge when you're creating things.
Yeah.
A good kind of challenge.
That's
well,
right.
We've got
yeah.
2 minutes left. So what would you like to say to our listeners before we get going?
I'm really hoping they come out and we have another month of things clearing up and people being safe and healthy, and I'm just hoping to see everybody again. It's so exciting to be able to do it, and we're doing a lot of the same set with added new songs, and this storytellers thing, the way it is, it might not happen again. You know, it might not be that show. It might be more of a normal concert after this, and cause I can only tell this, even though they change every night, I think, of new things, it's still a storytellers kind of show, and I really enjoy doing it, but I think next time out, it'll be more like just a concert, you know? So I hope they come and I can tell them a few more things that it's funny what pops into my head when I'm on stage talking about these things, you know?
You're so good at that. It's so much fun to hear what the stories you tell. And we will be there. Dudley and I have tickets. We're going to be there in Redwood City at Club Fox.
Well, you tell Dudley I'm bringing a little squirt gun. I can see I can hit him from the stage.
Okay, all right. Well,
he'll be up on the balcony then. I'll get a bigger squirt gun.
Yeah, he said he wanted to be up in the balcony. Yeah, I like
it's
being
nice there
by
in the
stage.
Balcony, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, to watch Jimmy play some of that stuff on the drums, oh my God. And sing it.
Yeah,
you know, and we are, again, going to do a December People tune. We did Deck the Halls, which is the Rush thing, which is extremely hard to do. But I just have to do a December People tune, and Jimmy sings it while he's playing
all
that hard stuff, and it's amazing.
Well, we're going to run out of live show in just a couple seconds.
Okay.
But I am so looking forward to seeing you on the 31st down there and hearing what you have to say and hearing the songs that you play.
And that's the first show of the four we're doing. So it's going to be exciting for sure. It'll be fresh the first time out, you know. So I can't wait. Anyway, I appreciate you having me on, and I will be seeing you soon.
Yeah. Okay, everybody out there, whatever music you hear calling you from your heart, do it. Just start. Live your music, everyone. Bye for now, Robert. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.